have a question. Do you think sand is called sand because it's between the sea and the land? The sand.
That's... Wow, I just... You know the meme where the guy's like head's exploding? That's me right now. Yeah, that's as good a reason as any, I suppose.
So, I got that question from a search I did, and it gave me this website, this list of the 19 best high questions to ask. You know, the kind of question you ask when you're really stoned.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's, the whole thing was, hits blunt. Do you think sand is called sand because it's between the sea and the land?
I love it. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Hits blunt once. What water tastes like?
Why aren't we hitting the blunt as we ask these? That's the question.
Because we're drinking the beer as we ask these.
Okay,
that's what
well,
we're doing.
Still.
Yeah.
What does water... Okay, is water wet? I know that's an age-old question. Is water wet?
I think it depends on...
Well, see, Kristen and I got in the biggest fight about it. She's like, of course, it's fucking water. Of course water's wet. I'm like, I don't
define
know...
Define wet. You got to define wet first.
I think something, wet. An object... that is submerged in water, that object becomes wet. But so the water itself is not wet.
So does water make something wet?
Yes.
Water is the thing
water is the process. You need the water to make the things wet. But the water itself isn't truly wet.
I mean, okay, tangent. A human is solid, for the most part. Human is solid.
Well, we're certainly not a gas.
So water makes things wet. Does that mean... Okay, so... It's gonna be. It's really weird. Okay, but can a human make something dry?
I've been told I make things hard, but that's okay. Neither here nor there.
So can a human be dry? If a human can be dry, then water can be wet.
Sure. What do you do when you get out of the shower? You take a towel.
I'm not even
everybody
talking about
needs
that.
A towel.
Like dry,
dry
like even just
up.
Dry skin. Dry, a human can be dry, so therefore water can be wet. End of discussion.
I honestly don't know the answer.
Well, that's why we ask these hard hitting questions.
Answer. I'm leaning towards saying no. Water is not wet. Okay,
bro. Why are babies in the womb for 9 months, but ain't 9 months old when they're born?
Okay, now you're trending. You're going down a slippery slope here.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Because then your whole argument is the when is it a baby? When is it a
fetus?
We're
getting into politics
when
now.
Yes. Not even politics. It shouldn't be politics. Yes, it is political. It shouldn't be. But no, it's a baby. Exactly. But your point is it's a baby when it's born. Before that, it is a fetus. That's why. I don't like that one.
No.
The other ones are good, yeah.
If you drop soap on the floor, is the floor clean or the soap dirty? How many hours in a day has been lost to that philosophical nut?
Probably neither, I would say. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Oh, now we're getting to
is
the hard
questions. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
We debate about this a lot over the summer.
Yeah?
We would have these kind of, when I would run the cleaning crew, we'd have these like weird philosophical debates. Is a hot dog a sandwich is one of them. I would say, to that end, if you took a piece of bread, just one slice of bread, put some meat and cheese on it and dressing, whatever you want, and then fold it in half. Is that a sandwich then?
Sure. Why wouldn't
then
it
that
be?
Would mean a hot dog would be a sandwich.
I think it is. Sure.
Okay, so one piece of bread can constitute a sandwich. So what about an open-faced sandwich? Is that an actual sandwich? Do you define a sandwich as something you have to pick up and hold and then bite into?
Well... Yeah, I do, actually, but I could be wrong.
Okay, what about a pepperoni roll? That's meat inside of breading.
So here's the hit. You want to know the history of the sandwich?
Go ahead.
The Earl of Sandwich was a guy. He lived in Great Britain back in the day, and he was an avid gambler. He would go on to these, like, hours long, we're talking like D&D length card games, where he's gambling with these people. So he's also an earl, so he's, you know, he's royalty, he's... Nobility, excuse me. He's a nobility. So he's playing a serious card game. He's going, it's time for him to eat. It's time for him to eat. So his servants say, Master, your food is ready. He doesn't want to quit the card game. He's loving this. He's doing great. So he, and his food is typically, you know, of the day. You get bread on the side and your meatloaf or whatever it is you're eating. So he tells his servant, just bring him the meat, put it on the bread and hand it to him. So he starts, so he can still have his hands free to play his game of cards, and he can eat his meat, which was his food, wrapped in his bread, eating it like this. His party guests is also at the table. They're like, wow, that looks great. Can we have one of those? So pretty soon everybody's, it becomes a thing. You go over to the Earl of Sandwich's house to play a card game. You're going to eat this meat wrapped in bread. So guess what it became known as? The sandwich, because he developed it. Yeah, that's the history of the sandwich.
That's interesting. That's pretty interesting.
The Earl of Sandwich.
So is a pepperoni roll a sandwich? Would you say that is a sandwich?
No, because it's not open. Does it have to be open? It's like a pita. Yeah, right?
It has to be open.
I think so.
Okay, is a taco a sandwich?
No. A taco doesn't have bread. It has corn. Corn.
I mean, they have
they have flour.
Yeah, they have, like, you know,
flour tortilla. Yeah. But no, it's taco. It's not a sandwich. Hot dog is a sandwich.
What about burrito?
It's closed up. I mean, the ends are open, sure.
Yeah, the ends are open. I mean, if you take a piece of bread and you roll it around like a hot dog, then is it like, is that become a sandwich? Or does it become something else?
I'll do you one further. Okay. Is cereal soup?
Ooh. Now we got to define soup.
Is cereal soup?
You know what? It might be.
Might be, right?
It might be. You eat it with a spoon. It might be. Soups have milk in it. Soups have milk, right? You know, there's soups have things and chunks of things in it and stuff. You know, soups are cold.
Do soups have to be hot?
No, isn't...
There's cold soups,
yeah,
right?
There's cold soups.
I thought so.
Isn't like pea soup cold or something?
Yeah,
crap like that?
There's cold soup. Yeah. I think cereal soup.
Cereal might be soup. Like, because there's no broad. I mean, yeah. Right? Absolutely.
Yeah. Why not?
Ramen noodles. Is that soup too? Is that a soup?
It depends how you make, because everybody makes your ramen different. See, how I like my ramen, I think it would be a soup. I put a little extra, you know, I like it soupy. I like my ramen.
You don't drain it.
I do drain it, but I don't drain it as much as some people do.
You do the cheap ramen, like the cheap box of ramen that
Please
you get at like
Aldi. Come on. Yeah,
so, what flavoring is yours?
Shrimp.
Oh, chicken.
100% shrimp.
Chicken.
Don't get me wrong. Chicken's fine and well. Even beef is good. I'll eat them all. But if I'm going, my power rankings are shrimp 1. Chicken 2, beef 3. That's my power rankings for ramen.
Fair enough. I tend to keep mine a little soupy, you know. You get that chicken flavoring, and then honestly you drink some of that water at the end, like a cereal, a little bit, like the milk at the end, you drink a little bit of the water, you get that chicken flavor. It's kind of really good. That chicken flavor.
If I'm doing chicken, I'm putting ranch dressing in it. Yes, dude.
Excuse me?
Ranch dressing.
Ranch
dressing in my ramen. 100%.
How? Why?
100%.
That just sounds like it'd be gross.
It's awesome. No, it's awesome. I'll even better. When I do my shrimp, Frank's Red Hot.
I understand hot sauce. I do understand that. Do you mix the hot? Because I've seen it done both ways. You mix the hot sauce in with the ramen, or do you like spool up a little fork full of ramen, just take your hot sauce, go dip, dip, dip a little bit on there and put it in your mouth?
I typically have the ramen prepared. Yeah. Same thing with the ranch, whether it's the ranch or the hot sauce. And I'll put it on top. And
okay.
Mix it that way. Yeah, okay. I don't cook it with it in there. No.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's fun. Yeah. What else you got? Any more on that?
If you take two lasagnas and put them on top of each other, do you have two lasagnas or do you have just one big lasagna?
It's two lasagnas.
Is it two?
Two slices of lasagna. It's a double decker lasagna.
Not slices. Like you took two whole lasagnas, take one, just put on top of the other one. Does that become big lasagna?
That's just one. Yeah, that's just a multiple layer lasagna. Yeah,
I've seen this question many times on other podcasts and everywhere. That is turns out to be very controversial. Mm-hmm. Do you wipe sitting down or standing up?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You get up. You get up. I'm not a sitter.
No, you don't. You don't stick your hand down on the seat.
No. But you know what you have to do? You have to check the toilet paper after you're done.
Why do we do that? That's disgusting.
You need to double check to make sure the signature is there.
The signature.
Yeah. Otherwise you can have a phantom wipe. And we've all had that happen. And
I love the phantom wipes.
Well,
I mean, you know, I love the, I used to call them the perfect poos. The perfect poos. When you take a shit and you don't even really have to wipe. You do it to check, yeah. But nothing comes out. And you're like, okay.
I've heard tale of the perfect poo, but I've never experienced it myself.
Okay. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. So you are a standing up wiper.
I'm a lean forward
a little bit.
You're going to break the phallange on the toilet doing all that.
I think we talked about that when Mike was on the show.
Yeah, don't jerk off on the toilet.
Absolutely not.
You're
going
to break the phallange. That's the golden rule, apparently. No, I get up. I'm reaching around. I'm back in there. I'm digging up in there. Yeah, that's the kind of guy I am.
Are muffins cake?
Our muffins cake. No.
No.
No. Well, wait. A cupcake.
It's in the name.
A muffin is different than a cupcake.
Is a donut cake.
No, it's completely different. Different process.
It's a very sweet bread.
Is it a raised donut or is it a cake donut? Because it's right there
it's
in the
a,
name.
If it's
a cake donut, then it's very close to
cake.
No,
I'm talking like a glaze or a chocolate.
A glaze is the raised yeast donuts. Then no, that's not cake.
No?
Yeah, there's two different kinds of donuts. Do you like the cake donuts or the raised donuts?
I prefer the raised.
Me too, man. Me too. That's a controversial topic right there.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. I've gotten into arguments about this. Don't get me wrong. They're both fine and well. But I'm going raised.
All right. Biscuits or rolls?
What about them?
Which one? What do you prefer? Biscuits or rolls?
What the fuck's the difference?
You know when Thanksgiving you have those nice little fluffy rolls and you got those hard like biscuits, that flaky things like you get it like as a breakfast sandwich?
I feel like they're synonymous, man.
They're not. Absolutely not. They're completely different. Like...
All right. Texas Roadhouse. The butter yeast rolls there. Fucking phenomenal. You eat a bowl. Red Lobster, the Cheddar Bay biscuits. I could crush those for days. They're both amazing, and yet one's called a roll, the other one's called a biscuit. But they're why not both? Why not do both?
I've heard this argument once. Cheddar biscuits from Red Lobster or breadsticks from Olive Garden?
Cheddar biscuits from Red Lobster.
Cheddar biscuits.
99 out of 100% of the time.
I've only had the cheddar biscuits like once.
Get the fuck out of here.
I don't.
Do yourself a favor. Matter of fact, do everybody here listen a favor. Go get yourself some Cheddar Bay biscuits from the Red Lobster.
You'll ever had them once. Because I've only ever been to Red Lobster once. Because I've never been a seafood guy. You know, it's in the name, lobster. It's a water bug. I've never been a big seafood guy, so I never had the desire to go to Red Lobster.
I mean, it's a seafood joint, I'll give you that. But they do have some landlubber food, if you will. So you can find some chicken landlubber and stuff. But the Cheddar Bay biscuits, dude, I'm telling you, they're mint. Absolutely.
Fair enough.
How we doing?
We're doing good, you know, we're back.
It was a fun little intro. Yeah, I enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. I got about a million of those, too.
Yeah, bring them for the next show.
Yeah,
you know?
I should.
You know,
I should.
Come up with yours. So we're doing something we haven't done in a little while, Scott. We're actually doing a beer of the show.
Ah, the beer of the show is back.
We're gonna do a beer of the show. My mother told me about this, and it is at. She got it at this beer distributor across from the Walmart in Hermitage, Pennsylvania.
Oh, in our town. Okay.
Yes. What was it called again? You told me. I can never remember the name.
Oh, Ermes.
Ermes.
It's the legit beer distributor in our area. Ermes Beer Distributor. It's a pretty big joint. We've got lots of beer distributors here. In the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, you have to go to a beer distributor if you want to get your case of beer.
Yeah.
It's kind of silly. Actually, there's more and more gas stations and grocery stores carrying beer now than what used to happen. They've changed some of the laws. They're starting to come around. It's still not like other states. But beer distributors are where we usually tend to get our beer. And in our area, there's several, but Ermy's is the granddaddy of them all.
Okay. Well, they told my mother about this beer, and I told her to give me a couple growlers of it. And she did, and we're drinking it right now. I don't know if it has a specific name, but essentially it is a chocolate Yingling.
Chocolate Yingling.
Yeah.
Now, the growler, I've never had this before. The growler you brought is doesn't have a name on it, so we don't know. It's just a plain old growler.
Yeah, yeah. It has it says Knockin' Noggin Hard
it's
Cider.
It's not Knockin' Noggin. I've been to the Knockin' Noggin Cidery. That. It's not that. I actually have that exact growler. I think the guys just used this growler to fill this beer in.
Yeah.
So we're drinking, we'll just call it Chocolate Yingling.
Yeah.
Yingling is your favorite beer still, you would say?
Yeah, I still enjoy Yingling a lot. It's usually my go-to.
We've talked about it before. We've had Yingling as the beer of our show. I used to be a pretty big fan of Yingling. Now
you're snob.
I'm a beer snob now. I'm kind of turned off on Yingling. It's not bad. It's just very common. Back in the day, you used to only be able to get Yingling in Pennsylvania.
It's common because it's for the common man, you commie.
Well, it used to only be a Pennsylvania beer, and that's when I kind of liked it more. Now you can get Yingling in Ohio. You can get it in Florida. You can get it pretty much everywhere. I don't think Yingling is west of the Mississippi yet because I have friends in Nebraska, and they're always like, oh, I want some Yingling. Bring me some Yingling. So I bet the people out west like it a lot more than us. But it's everywhere now. Any bar you go to, they're going to have Yingling, which wasn't always the case.
It is now.
So I've gotten turned off on it for that reason. It's a little too common. Plus, they're not very – their company, they're like a union, anti-union, right-wing Trump company. Yeah,
I did not know that.
So that kind of turned me off on them a little bit too. But as far if I'm all prejudiced aside, if I'm just drinking the beer itself, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. Well, like I said, we're doing a chocolate version of the Yingling.
Never had the chocolate Yingling before. Very excited.
Yeah, it's obviously darker than the old Yingling because it's chocolate.
Dark.
Yeah,
it's quite dark. Yeah,
but it's not heavy. Like this, is what I'm noticing as I'm drinking a little bit, it doesn't feel too heavy like a lot of dark beers will sit at the bottom of your stomach. It's not really doing that for me. I think it's
medium grade for sure.
Yeah. I think it's honestly it's kind of a decent winter fall beer a little bit. Like Yingling is your classic summer beer where it's like it cools you off, you know, it's pretty light so it's not gonna, you know, have adverse side effects when it comes to the heat. But this I think it's a decent little, you know, fall winter.
I don't know if I would consider Yingling a summer beer. Being that it's a lager, you think of more like pilsners almost, or even IPAs or ales. I'd say ales in general.
Usually,
pilsners and ales to me are more of a summer beer than a lager.
Usually, when I think of lager, it's something that is light enough to quench your thirst and not like sit at the bottom of your stomach. So that's usually when I think of summer beers. That kind of thing for me, at least.
So I've been drinking, especially this time of the year, a lot of coffee beers. And I don't like a real strong coffee beer.
No, God, no.
But enough to color the beer. Give it that caramel coloring. And you can taste a soft hint of coffee. I'm okay with those kind of beers. And I've been drinking a lot of them now. That's kind of what I was expecting with this. No, that's not the case at all. It is definitely, you taste the chocolate. It feels like I have a Hershey bar in my mouth.
It's kind of nice, honestly.
Yeah.
Like,
I was not expecting that.
It is pretty nice. Yeah. Like, you can absolutely like it. I think, I don't know, maybe it's because Yingling, the taste isn't so overpowering by itself that when you add the chocolate to it, it almost, the chocolate overwhelms like the original Yingling taste. Because Yingling, like I said, taste for the Yingling, it tastes
Yingling
good,
is
but it's
kind
not
of a
like
sweet
a
beer.
Yeah,
Yingling has a sweet flavor to it, so adding chocolate, which chocolate has lots of sugar in it, chocolate is sweet itself.
Yeah.
So even if you're eating dark chocolate, which is semi-sweet, it still has a sweet flavor to it. So when you're adding something sweet to a beer that's already sweet, I think it's the perfect marriage, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I would give this beer a definite recommend.
You'd recommend?
Absolutely. Okay. First of all, it's Yingling. bumps it up, gives you a little thumbs up right there. It's a chocolate Yuengling, and it's actually a good chocolate Yuengling. It's not overpowering, and like I said, it's not too heavy. So it makes it a really good... If you're not into, like, dark beers, I think if you want to get into dark beers, this might be, like, a mild stepping stone, maybe. Just kind of, like, you know, just put you on the path a little bit. Like, look, it's Yuengling, it's kind of lighter, but, you know, it's definitely got that dark taste to it. I definitely recommend it. Give it a whirl.
All right, so... You do the recommend, not recommend scale. I'm going to keep things consistent, and I'm going to go with my 1 to 5 scale, and I'm going to give this beer a 4.5 out of 5.
Oh, shit.
And I really like it. I was worried that it was going to be too much. It's going to be one of those beers, which I've had this with the coffee beers. I drink it, I like it, but I think to myself, I can't drink a lot of it.
Yeah.
I'm going to have 1 or 2, maybe 3 pints, and then that's it. Whereas some of the ales or the pilsners that you were bringing up, the summer stuff, I could crush some of those. I could drink a lot of those because they're very light bodied. Yeah. They go down quick. They go down easy. Not so much with some of these other beers. This one's not like that. I'm drinking it and I'm thinking to myself, I don't feel that it's too much, which is a good thing.
Definitely.
So I would have probably given this beer a 5. It lost some points because... Their whole stance on unions is a downer for me.
You let politics get in the way.
I did. But that's okay. It's my rating. It's my rating. And the fact that Yuengling is everywhere, and it's a relatively common beer. So it would have been a 5, but it lost some points for those. So I'm giving it a 4.5, which is still a very good score for me. Highly recommend it. So the good thing, I say it's a bad thing, but I guess the good thing about it being a Yuengling... And Yuengling's everywhere now. The people listening to this should be able to find this.
Yeah, I don't know if it's like exclusively.
I have never heard about it.
But
you brought it to the show tonight. I had never heard about it before tonight. So maybe it's a little bit more exclusive than regular Yuengling.
I don't think you're going to find it at your local bars or anything like that. But you might be able to like special order it like a beer distributor or something like that if they don't have it.
I'm curious. I'm going to look into it because the fact that you brought it in a growler. Instead of like bottles or cans, I'm wondering, do they not sell it in cases or packs or something?
I don't know. If they do, like I said, it might be one of those things where you get the special.
Like, we don't know what the alcohol content is. We don't know how they can can it or bottle it, or it's a mystery to us. But if you're in the Shenango Valley, Mercer County area of Western Pennsylvania. Then you know you can come to Hermitage, PA, and find Ermy's Beer Distributor. That's where you got this.
Yeah.
We know it's there, so you can get it there. If you're in other places around the country, if they have Yuengling, I would ask for it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And if they don't have it, tell them to get it. It's really good. It's worth a shot.
I'm gonna do some more research on this to see how spread out it is.
Definitely do that. So, Scott, I want to hear... How's Watchmen been?
I need you to watch it. I know you don't have HBO Go or HBO Now or even the regular HBO right now.
We were talking about it briefly. I think Thanksgiving break might be whenever I decide to pull the plug and get HBO again, just for the purposes of seeing this. I want to finish that Chernobyl series. I'd like to finish that because I watched a couple episodes of that and that was really good. And there might be a couple of things on there that definitely movies, obviously, but I think it'll be Thanksgiving break. I'll pull that trigger.
Yeah, I remember you had HBO for the final season of Game of Thrones, which was a must.
Oh, yeah.
Which was a must. You had to have it for Game of Thrones, which is now over. And that's probably when you caught the couple episodes of Chernobyl, right? Well, I haven't watched Chernobyl yet, but I've heard it was great. So that's on my list. But Watchmen, man. Oh, and another His Dark Materials is coming out, too.
Yes, that's another one I do remember.
Which it looks great. I can't wait for that to come out. But I am in love with Watchmen. It is my favorite show on TV right now.
How would you rank it? It's maybe not a fair comparison, but they're also both really good legendary TV shows. How would you rank it in the Game of Thrones market of things? That was the last favorite TV show I think most people have had.
It's like comparing apples to kangaroos at this point. I know I love saying that, but it works for this.
I think it's enjoyment based, like based on your enjoyment.
There's only been 3 episodes of Watchmen, Whereas we had, what, 8 seasons of Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
So it's a much smaller sampling size. Game of Thrones was incredible. It led us on a journey for over years and years. And it was special to me because actually, Kristen, my wife, who doesn't really watch movies or TV shows, she was into Game of Thrones. And it was one thing we had that we could watch together.
Is she not watching The Watchmen?
She doesn't watch The Watchmen. I don't even know if she's ever... I know she's never read the comics, but I don't even know if she's ever seen the movie. Maybe she has, but she doesn't watch the show with me. It's just me going through this. It's my favorite show right now. We were talking off air. Game of Thrones ended. That made me sad. Two other shows that I was really, really into. One was the show Legion, which we've talked about over and over again, how much I loved that show. It ended for good, which... was a great ending, but it made me sad. I really liked the show Preacher, which was on AMC. It was by the same creators who's doing The Boys on Amazon.
Oh, I love The Boys. Yeah, and
Preacher was very, very good. Loved it. Guess what? It ended for good. So, like, all at once, like, all these shows I was really, really into, they just abruptly end on me.
I'll be honest with you. Based on how much there is out there, I'm really glad that there's a lot of shows that are like, we'll do like 2 or 3 seasons and then we'll just end the story there.
I guess based on
how much is out there, I kind
of
like
it. And the flip side of the coin is, I'm going to bring it up, is The Walking Dead. And yes, I still watch it. I actually haven't watched this last week's because I haven't missed it. Like, it's there. It's on my...
You got
recorded it. It's on my DVR. I'm going to watch it. But when I sit down, I'm like, that's like the last thing I want to watch. That show has gotten so boring and so bad.
Why would I watch this when I could rewatch The Watchmen?
Precisely. No, I've done it. I've watched The Watchmen episodes at least twice each one. And here's The Walking Dead. That's just... When Walking Dead was new, I loved it. You loved it too.
Yeah.
It was great. Oh, yeah,
I watched it. I actually watch it on TV on a week-by-week basis.
It was really good. And now it's just, they've been doing it for so long now, and it's just like, oh, here we go again. Like, it's dumb. It's gotten so bad to the point where when you see shows like Legion and Preacher that end when you feel like, I still want more, then you got to ask yourself, well, maybe they did the right thing about going out when they needed to.
They might have. I watched Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt on Netflix, and I really, really enjoyed it. I thought it was really funny. It was like one of those dumb Tina Fey comedies, and it was really good. I enjoyed it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided to do, I think it was season 4, as their last final season. They said that, you know what, we're on top. You know, a lot of people love us. We're going to go out with a bang. We're not going to let the jokes get stale, so we're going to like end the show. And I was like... I was disappointed, but then I was like, it's fine, though. It's perfectly fine. Like, I'd rather them end on a high note than get stale. Mm-hmm. 100%.
So, Watchmen is great. Damon Lindelof, he did The Leftovers, which I never watched, but I've heard really good things. I think that's HBO, too. I'm pretty sure it is. I could be wrong, but... It's now going to be something I look into watching because I really like how he did The Watchmen. It is we all know the Watchmen comic books. We know the movie that came out in, what, 2009, was it?
Yeah,
10 years
something
ago?
Something like that, yeah.
It's based off – so that movie takes place in the 1980s in an alternate universe where, you know, things have been different. And so this is a continuation of that, but it's 2019. It's that universe – that the 1980s Watchmen movie took place.
Yeah.
But 2019. So imagine how things played differently. Like Robert Redford is the president right now. police wear masks. Superheroes are still illegal.
I remember you mentioning that, yeah.
The police and law enforcement, they all have to wear masks and assume almost like superhero identities. Because there was a... criminals and terrorists and people started finding out who the cops were and going to their house and murdering their families.
That's a pretty good reason to wear
a
mask.
Now all the police wear masks and they assume this is so people don't know who they really are out in public. It's kind of a cool idea. Just, God, it's really hard to explain.
I have one question for you.
Yes.
Because I remember you had mentioned... and if this is spoilers for anybody, super sorry, but 1, 2, 3 spoiler. You'd mentioned that at this point, that last time I talked about it, at that point, there weren't any like real superheroes present. There weren't like guys running around in costumes and masks for the most part. It was dealing with like a lot of main characters, but they weren't like really thrown on like the Night Owl costume or, you know, the Ozymandias style costume and running around fighting crime. Has that changed at this point?
Well, vigilantes are still illegal. Yeah. Remember in the end of the Watchmen movie, they became illegal.
Yeah.
They're still illegal to this day. So there's one scene they showed where there was somebody who was being a vigilante, wearing a very, very Batman-looking mask. And he was running around fighting crime, you know. And the FBI actually set a sting up where they faked a bank robbery. And, like, they had people coming in with guns. And they're like, get on the fucking ground. Everybody gets down on the ground. The superhero comes in and starts to save the day. All of a sudden, every hostage, every bank teller, everybody points a gun at him. And they're like, you're under arrest for vigilantism. It was like, what? It was pretty cool. So that's why there's no superheroes. And if you remember, in the Watchmen universe, even the superheroes that were in the Watchmen, none of them were superheroes except for Dr. Manhattan. Manhattan was the only one who had superpowers. The rest were just...
Ozymandias, you could argue his superpower was his brain, and he also had like high dexterity and perception and things like that. So more than any human has ever had. Like, he caught a fucking bullet.
He did.
So you could argue he had superpowers
and
too.
And his deal was, and there's arguments about this, basically we humans only actually use a portion of our brain.
I've heard that's a bullshit argument. I've heard it's actually bullshit. Like the old theory of like a human only uses like 10% of its brain and like the rest of it's locked out.
I don't know what the percentage is, but yeah.
Well, it's some small percentage, and if we could unlock like it's the one Scarlett Johansson movie Lucy or whatever
Lucy,
it was.
Yeah,
like it's like if we can unlock our full potential, we could be God. Like, I heard it's bullshit.
And basically,
I heard that's super pseudoscience. Like, it's bullshit. That's what I've heard.
So basically, that's what they say about Ozymandias. Like, he can use. He's the smartest man alive. Smartest man ever. And he's just that much more intelligent than everybody in the room. And he uses more of his brain. So because of that, even your reflexes are faster than the regular. You're not only smarter, but you're faster in everything, every which way. But is that a superpower?
Yeah, why not? You can move faster and you're smarter than any other human alive. Like, the Flash can move at super speeds. He's faster than every other human alive.
I mean, if you snuck up on Adrian and shot him in the back, he would die.
But the question is, could you sneak up on Adrian? That's the question. His perception and all that other shit is like super high. It's like you're specking into a video game character. You put that perception, you crank that perception all the way up. You level up to the point where that perception is super high. He can see everything.
Baby, I wish our old pal Brandon was here for this conversation.
He would know.
He is the Watchman almanac. He knows everything there is to know about them.
We went to his Halloween party on Halloween week.
We didn't talk about that.
We didn't talk about that. No, yeah. We went to his Halloween party. But yeah, he would absolutely know. Him and all his friends dressed up in great Watchmen costumes.
Yes,
amazing.
They did. Yes, they did.
So
I'm getting a lot of my information from him because I've been picking his brain. So Night Owl, he's apparently Dan. He's still alive. He is either in jail or in a lunatic asylum.
Oh, that's sad.
They haven't really said which one. He's in jail. So remember how I said about the FBI, like putting up the lead of the FBI's anti-vigilante task force is Lori Blake, Silk Spectre.
Really?
She's in it now, yes. She's the head of this.
Now that's interesting.
Yes.
I'm going to have to read the comic book because I'm using my knowledge of the movie, as little as that is.
There's a YouTube.
Nah. I'd rather read the
book.
I mean, only say that because the Watchmen book series is like very short. It's not that long.
It's not long at all. No.
So I kind of want to read the series so I kind of know a better idea, because based on the way the movie ended, it seems like that wouldn't be like a thing that would happen with that character, but...
So she's in it. She's been introduced.
That's cool.
Jeremy Irons plays Ozymandias, but it's a real mystery about him. I have a theory about him.
Playing dumb?
What?
He's playing a character in it?
He's only ever been in this mansion. It pans away from everything that's going on in the main story to him. And he's an older man now in a mansion. He's got servants around him. But the whole story, he's never involved with the main story.
So you think he's, observing it?
I think Dr. Manhattan has imprisoned him either on Mars or in Antarctica and created this, prison that he can't escape.
I think if the writers wrote that to the story, that would be the dumbest fucking plot point.
Dude, I think that would be kick ever. Fucking ass.
It would be kick ass if it were, an episode or two, and then it panned out to the real story. But that's saying, how pissed, we've talked about it before, how pissed are you when something really fucking cool happens in a TV show, and at the end of the episode it's like, oh, by the way, it was all a dream. That's the show.
It's not like that at all. It's not, his... It's like you're getting bonus coverage when you see what's going on with Adrian. It's all bonus coverage. Adrian Veidt is bonus coverage. The main story is what's happening.
What you're saying is that the story is still happening, but the Adrian scenes seem out of whack.
For all I know, it's a different time. This is happening earlier or later. Or I don't even know. They haven't answered any of these questions for us yet. There's only been 3 episodes by the time we're recording this episode, this podcast. There's only been 3. So I'm completely speculating that he's imprisoned or something, or something's going on. Something cheeky's going on. Every single one of his servants, there's a male and a female. They're all the same. They're all clones. Every male servant looks exactly the same. All the female servants look exactly the same. He has this tree that grows outside it's a huge, looks like a maple tree or an oak tree with tomatoes growing from it. So I think he's been dabbling with, genetics or, cloning or things like that.
That sounds like an Ozymandias
movie. It sounds like what he would do, right? So there's him.
I won't be satisfied in this show if they don't bring Dr. Manhattan into it, because I want to see how much blue dick they're willing to show. How much blue dick they want to show.
Trust me, there's been blue dick.
Oh, there has?
Not necessarily. I don't want to spoil anything.
Don't spoil it.
But there's a really great scene involving a blue dick, but it might not necessarily be him, per se. Anyway, it's neither here nor there. But Dr. Manhattan himself, he apparently lives on Mars. So he's not or in a different universe altogether. We don't know. He hasn't made himself known yet.
Okay. I am going to watch it eventually. Yes, it's so I want good. To so badly.
There's a group. They're called the 7th Cavalry. They're kind of like the villains. They're like a white supremacist group.
Go figure.
They wear Rorschach masks. Their manifesto is like the Rorschach Journal. So they're like anti-government, big-time racist, right-wing terrorists. And they worship Rorschach. Who was a cool character, but he was fucking nuts, man.
He was a great character, but you're right. He was absolutely insane.
He was absolutely, terrible, but great at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
And that's kind of where we have with him. He obviously, if you haven't seen the movie, then this conversation is nothing to you. But he dies in the movie, so he's not in it. But his legacy definitely lives on, per se. It's so good. I can't say enough good things about it. Everybody listening needs to watch it. It's that good. It's on HBO.
I'm going to.
Yeah, do it.
Like I said, Thanksgiving break. That's mm-hmm. the goal. That's the idea. Things go to plan. That's what I'll do. Did you hear the story about James Dean? Do you remember James Dean, the actor? About how
Rebel Without a Cause? Love that movie.
About how they're going to bring James Dean back in a movie in CGI.
What?
Yeah. I believe, if I remember correctly, the movie's called Finding Jack. And in this movie, they want to bring James Dean as, the starring role or, one of the leading actors in there. But they're not bringing him in as, the CGI James Dean playing James Dean, just, as, a historical piece. They want to cast James Dean as this completely other character and just use CGI, how we've seen with Princess Leia in the last Star Wars a little bit, and all these other characters that we've seen, how they bring CGI into it. They want to do that with James Dean.
Michael Jackson did a complete city-to-city tour with just hologram him with his music playing.
Yeah.
And he sold out like 100,000 seat stadiums.
Yeah.
I'm like, so you're playing the Thriller album.
But that's with a thing. But yeah. The difference is that's a thing that he did. He did those songs. He performed those songs. So they aren't like, they aren't putting words. They're not writing an original song and saying, this is a Michael Jackson song. Somebody else wrote it, but we have the hologram Michael Jackson performing it. This is like, this movie, they're taking James Dean and saying, he would act in it. So yeah, he's going to act in it. We want to act
in it. I have not heard that.
Yeah, it's a recent story. It's pretty nuts. Like, at a certain point, it's... Well, at a certain point, it's like the integrity of acting, I guess is what I'm going to say, comes into play a little bit when it's like, okay, even after you die, they might potentially cast you into roles that you would not have necessarily played in life. It's a little shady. Top it off. Finish it off. Yeah, I thought it was a really... weird story that I heard about that I was like, oh, I wonder what Scott has to say about it.
I had not heard that. That's interesting. I'm a James Dean fan, but I don't know how I feel about that. That's kind of
it's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, kind of fucked up, man. Kind of fucked up.
I watched speaking of things that we've been watching, I watched a few movies. Thank you, sir. I watched a couple movies. Talk about the one that I watched today a little bit. I was coerced into watching the Dora the Explorer movie.
The live-action film?
Yes, the live-action film.
I saw it in the
film.
Movie theater, so I got you beat there.
Movie theater.
Yeah.
I watched it. When I say I watched it, I was kind of like glancing away from time to time because I was doing like something else. So I was like kind of not watching it, but still watching it. That's a weird fucking movie. That's an incredibly weird movie. I mean, it's a kid's movie. But...
yeah, it's definitely a kid's movie. Now, were you a fan of the Dora the Explorer television series?
No, because even I was too old for that.
You were too old for that. So, do you know anything about it?
I know about it because I have a younger sister and I had to watch it
with
her.
Did your sister watch it?
Yeah. Yeah, she watched it when
she
was like real little.
So you know kind of the...
I know the fucking songs. Oh, okay. I know the characters.
It's a little bit before my kids' time. But they love it. They've watched reruns and everything. They're into it. And what I actually liked the movie. I went into it not expecting much. But it wasn't that bad. There was parts that made me laugh out loud as an adult. Like, if you're somebody who watched the Dora cartoon, you understand that she would definitely break the wall and she would monologue and she'd look at the camera and she'd teach you a Spanish word. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's this couple scenes where she does this in the movie. And the one scene that cracks me up, it was her parents, Michael Pena and, was it Eva Longoria? Yeah, it was Eva Longoria. Like, they played her parents and they're sitting at the dinner table and she likes, muy, muy delicioso. And she looks at the camera. Can you say delicioso? And the parents are like, what the fuck is she doing? They're like, it's okay. She'll grow out of it. It was like the coolest thing. I laughed out loud in the theater. My kids look over at me. I'm like, that was an adult joke. Like,
what I thought was actually a pretty cool aspect of it was I thought they were going to play it up because at the beginning of the movie, they give you like a... highly CGI'd scene of like Diego and Dora having like an adventure and driving a Jeep and oh my god, there's Swiper running around, we gotta stop him, and they're right. Having like this really great adventure like you would see maybe in the cartoon. Mm-hmm. And then it pans out to reality and they're just in like a makeshift Jeep, cardboard Jeep, just pretending and playing make-believe.
Uh-huh.
But then later, what's really weird is it makes you think all that's make-believe and just in their heads, which I thought is the route they were going to go. But then it turns out later on, Swiper's a real fucking cartoon fox that actually exists in the world, not just in her imagination.
Dude, it was,
so I'm like,
it
what?
Was trippy.
I'm
it
like,
was trippy.
Like, wait, what? And then I when I saw Swiper for the first time, like later when she was older, I was like, so it's in her head. Like, this whole thing's a dream. Like, if you're showing the cartoon fox. But apparently it wasn't. But what I thought they were going to do was, what was really cool is when they did the sequence where Diego left and then Dora grew up a little bit to like be in high school, she was like doing almost pseudo YouTube and streaming stuff where she was like, you know, wearing a camera and like doing stuff. And I thought they were going to go more that route where she's like a YouTuber and a streamer and she's like really popular with that kind of nonsense. But it turns out like nobody's ever heard of her.
I mean, they made the film. What's the word? Niche-y? Is that the word? Niche. Yeah, but the act of being a niche, like, okay. Oh, it was geared toward that.
Yeah.
Like, they're not trying to win any Oscars with this movie. Like, they're not trying to compete with
Endgame.
Maybe
that should be your goal every time.
They were making a movie geared toward a certain audience. And that was people who grew up watching Dora the Explorer that loved it. They're now maybe a little bit older. They're, you know, high school age, maybe just into college. Your sister's age, right? Your sister grew up in the era of Dora.
Yeah, I mean, she was born a little after it started. But yeah, she kind of grew up in that era.
Even kids a little bit older than your sister, maybe even a few a little bit younger, that's who they marketed it toward.
Yeah.
And it's okay. It's okay to be silly. It's okay to have a cartoon fox. Swiper, no swiping. Oh, man. I mean, it's funny. It's fun. I think they did it right. I think they did it right. But there's a movie I watched. The movie theater. With my children.
With
another
your
kids'
children.
Movie that I think they missed the mark.
Really?
Yes.
What was that?
I enjoyed Dora the Explorer. I also went and saw the Addams Family cartoon.
The Addams Family.
I'm a big Addams Family fan, man. I love the old black and white TV show. And let's not forget about the 1990 Addams Family movie
that
and Addams Family. They're
great. That was a tight.
They're
right there.
Great. They're so good.
I wouldn't say they would. I want to say they hold up today. They don't. But they're still entertaining today.
They're fun.
By the way, those two movies, all about Fester. They were both Fester movies, basically. Like, he was the main plot and the main conflict, like, bringer in the entire movies.
Christopher Lloyd played Uncle Fester in both films. It's Christopher fucking Lloyd. Like, if you can put him in anything, do it. He's great. Yeah, you're right. He was the main character in both of them. But
the cartoon that you saw.
Cartoon.
I heard good things. I heard a lot of people liked it.
I did not like it. It was unfortunate. It was very cliche. And I expected it to be campy, like the Addams Family are. It didn't make me laugh. Addams Family makes me laugh. Whether it's the old show or the movies from the 90s. Like, every Halloween, they play the Addams Family movies on Freeform over and over again. You can't turn on your regular cable box without catching it. And I did. This Halloween season, I watched it. And to this day, I laugh. Like, it's good. This movie did not make me laugh. Not even one stinking time.
Really? Not even like a side joke of like, you didn't chuck it like,
There was a Watchmen reference, though.
Really?
There was a Watchmen reference. Wednesday actually wants to go to the regular school. She doesn't want to be homeschooled by her mother, Morticia, anymore. She wants to go to the school where the regular kids are. And of course, she's creepy. She's fucking Wednesday.
Yeah.
So day one, what happens?
The creepy and the spooky.
The mean girls, the literal mean girls, the bullies, they come after her. Because somebody who dresses like that and acts like that is going to get bullied in high school. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. We opened high school. We know.
Well, I think she was junior high, but still, it's irrelevant. She's going to get bullied.
We were all in junior high. We know.
And she lets the girls have it, right? She like likes being bullied by them, so she bullies them back even worse. And then she hits them with the Watchmen clothes, where she's like, there's one thing you don't understand. I'm not drafted here with you. You're drafted here with me. And I was like, that's a Watchmen quote. My kids are like, huh? I'm like, oh, never mind.
Watch what?
They totally quoted Watchmen in the movie, which was fun. I didn't like they showed like Lurch's origins.
We've never seen it, so you know.
They showed Lurch's origins and it was like really dumb. Like they could have done so much better. And they didn't give you any origins with
the Thing?
Thing. Not at all. No.
What about Cousin It?
Cousin It was played by Snoop Dogg.
Oh, really? Yeah. So, like, did he actually talk?
No.
Or he just did the... Okay, good. He did the meeps.
Like, he did the meeps, but he did some... Like, he did... like, that was totally Beaker there for a minute.
Yeah.
But no, imagine Snoop Dogg doing
it. Sounds like Beaker.
But saying for shizzle.
It sounds a little
like Beaker. For shizzle nizzle. It's the big Snoop Dizzle with the Cousin It Izzle. Yeah, it was not good. I didn't enjoy it. It was unfortunate. I don't recommend it.
That sucks. I watched a few movies. One I'll talk about. We have a little bit of time left, so I'll talk about this one right now. We can talk about the other one.
Is it a kids movie? Because we've been sticking with kids movies.
Yeah, they're basically all relatively
kids. That's the theme of the show, I guess. We're reviewing kids movies.
I watched Detective Pikachu.
Oh, I have not seen that.
You've not seen that, I know.
I was not a huge Pokemon fan.
Yeah, that was after your time, I believe. I was. Yeah,
my sisters liked Pokemon.
I grew up with Pokemon.
Am I saying right? Pokemon?
Pokemon.
Pokemon?
Just Pokemon. Just say it real quick.
I say Pokemon.
Yeah, you're Pokemon. You're enunciating too much.
I think we've had this conversation on the show before.
Maybe. You just say Pokemon.
Okay, yeah, them. Say it real quick. Yeah, one of them's guys.
Yeah, one of them's guys. One of those Pokemans. No, I grew up a Pokemon. I played Yellow. That was my first Pokemon game. And then I played the next gen. And then I stopped playing because that was the point when I stopped playing, when it stopped being cool and stopped being, like, ironic. Like, you know, 12-year-olds that played Pokemon, that's like, they're like, yeah, I played Pokemon, but, you know, it's all right. They play it, like, ironically, but they really enjoy it. After that point, it stopped being cool. And then I just stopped playing because, you know, it was dumb. And then I picked it back up again the past, like, year. I got the, I have a Nintendo Switch, and I got the Pokemon, the new ones they
Sun
made.
Sun and Moon?
No. Those are the ones. I got the Pikachu one or the Eevee one. Let's Go. The Let's Go ones. Like, they were kind of connected a little bit with, like, the Pokemon Go thing.
The Pokemon. Yeah. I played a little bit of that.
Yeah.
I did. I dabbled.
There's an aspect of that's connected, but they call them, like, Let's Go Pikachu Eevee. So I played one of those recently because I'm an adult now and I can say, you know,
you
can
do
what?
Whatever the fuck you
know
want.
What? Yeah, I can do whatever
until
I want.
Until you start paying my bills, and then I'll listen to you.
You know what? I can do whatever I want, and I haven't played a Pokemon since I was a kid, and I want to feel like a kid again, god damn it. I got to pay taxes. Look at the world we live in. I just want to be a kid now.
With how popular Pokemon Go became.
I'm going to play the next one, too.
I saw adults.
So there.
I saw grown ass men out there fucking catching Pokemon on their smartphones. So no shame in your game, man.
So I played the last one, but enjoyed it a lot. But Detective Pikachu, getting off sidetrack. I grew up with it, so I'm happy I could say most of the Pokemon that I saw in the movie, I was like, I recognize that. That's blah, 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 or whatever. The problem is they have like 900 fucking Pokemon right now. So there was like not a lot, but like a good amount of Pokemon that I saw in there, I was like, I have no idea who the fuck you are, dude. You are nothing to me. You're worthless. You're not worth the dirt that I walk on. But it was good.
It's a little harsh there, Adam.
I know, it's a little harsh, but you
know.
When
there's a Pokemon.
This is a harsh, harsh world.
Like, you know when the chain flips off your bicycle? That's a Pokemon now. Like,
there's a chandelier. There's a chandelier that's a Pokemon.
There's actual garbage. Like, it's a pile of garbage that is a Pokemon.
Yeah. There's one of the original ones that is just slime. It's just slime and goop from like a toxic waste company or something that's a Pokemon. Mm-hmm. But this movie, I thought it was really enjoyable. I thought it was really cool. And I thought what's also really cool about it is most of the movie, if you have just a passing understanding of Pokemon, like, you know, they say their names over and over again. You know, there's a bunch of different ones. You know, oh, look, Pikachu's cute one, blah, blah. If you have a passing understanding of Pokemon, I think you could probably watch it and have a good time with it. Because what's really cool, it's not a very in-depth noir investigative kind of movie.
It's but not the Maltese Falcon.
No, but okay. It has that aspect of like, ooh, this is kind of a mystery. And Detective Pikachu's trying to solve it. Like, this is pretty interesting. I wonder what's going on here. So it made me hungry for detective movies right now. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm looking for like some good, like, Private Eye kind of style movies at the moment, or books that I want to read, but it was kind of like that. You know, there are something aspects of they're like, oh, I have no idea what the fuck that means or what that's all about. But Ryan Reynolds voicing Pikachu, Ryan Reynolds, he's gold. His voice is gold. His acting is gold. His mannerisms, his jokes, they're all gold.
So and what's this movie rated? That's my question.
It's like
a kids movie?
It's like PG, PG-13.
So Ryan Reynolds had to pump the brakes.
Yeah, he did too. Okay. Like, there weren't like, he didn't, I don't think I ever heard him cuss. He might have said damn or hell at one point in the movie, but he didn't really like go raunchy or cuss or do like his normal Ryan Reynolds. He was very kid friendly in this movie. I thought it was really good. I recommend it. If you've got kids and they like weird stuff like that, and you're like, I gotta find something weird for my kids to watch, but I can tolerate. I think it's a good show. I think that's a good movie. You know, for you to tolerate. It's very. it's not even like very Japanesey, which I know sounds very racist, but you know those, you know,
no racist, hashtag no racist.
Yeah, no, yeah, like no home, no racist.
Japanesey.
But it's like, you know, those like anime cartoons, like the actual Pokemon anime where they get silly and super goofy and you're like, oh my God, this is dumb. And they don't really have any of that in the movie. So if you're afraid of that, don't worry.
Yeah. Any more kid movies?
I have one more.
It's a kid movie. It's a kid movie. That's the theme. Kid movie. Okay.
I got to be honest with you. I kind of want to save it for the next episode because we're running short on time. We have about three, four minutes
left.
What's
the movie? Tell us.
The other movie I saw, so you can watch it if you want to hear what we talk. Because I know it's one you've seen. And you can watch it before the next episode. Toy Story 4. I finally saw that.
I watched Toy Story 4. So we're running out of time.
Yeah,
we're running out of time. So we don't have enough time to bring up Toy Story 4. Okay, so we'll make sure to talk about Toy Story 4 next week.
Absolutely, yeah.
Very good. I did see that one. So also in the theater.
Also in the theaters. Yeah. So are you psyched for Frozen 2, though? We got a little time to talk about some anticipation.
I'm pumped. November 22nd, Frozen 2's coming out. Yeah, I'm ready to go that day. But I'm more pumped. When the time this is being recorded, Adam, 3 days from now.
Don't mention it. We'll talk about it in the next show. Or you can mention it, but we'll talk about it in the next show.
I have to mention it because the time we do it next week, it will already exist. We'll already exist. But as we're recording this, in 3 days, Disney Plus comes out.
Disney Plus.
I am ready. I am rock hard. I am ready to roll.
I'm sure you have studied that list that you sent me about dozen times.
It was intimidating.
Of all the stuff coming to Disney, can you name like your top five favorite things that you're looking forward to? Like, give me five things that you're like, I cannot wait for this.
We're running out of time.
We got a few minutes. We got a few minutes. So
number one's going to be The Mandalorian.
I'm really looking forward to that too.
Yes, The Mandalorian. Now, is this stuff just on opening day? Opening day stuff?
Whatever you can watch day one.
Day one. Okay, because there's stuff coming down the road that aren't out yet, but.
Just day one, what are you looking for the most?
Number two is the Jeff Goldblum series that's coming out. I really want to watch that.
Anything Jeff Goldblum is gold.
Number three, I'm looking forward to, there's a Disney show. It's a behind the scenes being a Disney cast member. Obviously, the normal person won't care about it, but Disney freaks like me, super excited for this show. That show's coming. I can't think of the name of it.
So it's
going to
be
right
like behind the scenes, like you're in, like, you're talking about like cast member, like who works at the parks? Is that what you're talking about?
Like you follow, or are you talking about like
somebody,
cast members?
Or are you talking about somebody who works in like the movies?
Everything. You're following like six or eight different cast members. Some of them might be the janitor who sweeps up shit at Disney World. The other one might be the sound guy who works on Lucasfilm. Like, you know what I mean? You're going through a different person.
Can I be honest? I would much rather see like an undercover documentary done about that kind of stuff done by a different company.
Like an undercover boss episode with Bob Iger suits up with a fake stash.
Like if Disney's putting together this behind the scenes cast kind of thing of like, oh, you know, we're going to take you and show you what it's really like behind the scenes stuff. We're going to show you what it's really like. You know, it's going to be biased as fuck and they're not going to show you the nitty gritty, like juicy stuff that we want to see. Like, you're not going to see, like, a manager cuss out another employee because he used a different accent than Gaston or whatever. So, that's the kind of stuff I want to see. I want to see the nitty-gritty.
Who knows? Maybe the show will be like that. I haven't seen it yet, so I doubt it.
I don't believe that.
Okay, so two more. Finish up. I'm very excited about all the animated classics that are going to be there. I mean, I've seen just about all of them, but there's some that I haven't seen in a really long time that are in the Disney vault. So you can't get them. You can't see them. But now they're all going to be released. So I'm going to see some of these animated classics that I haven't seen since I was a kid. Looking forward to that. Lastly, probably I would say not all the Marvel films are going to be on it right away because of the whole contract with Netflix. Yeah. Eventually, all the Marvels will be on there, but only a few will be on there day one. So I'll skip that. I'm looking forward to the Disney Channel originals. The Disney Channel original movies are all going to be on there. Every single stinking one. Xenon, Girl of the 21st Century. She's Jesus Christ. Johnny Tsunami. Jesus. Motherfucking Brink. Dude, I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. I'm going to be glued to that set.
So does Disney Plus mean that you're going to start getting rid of, like, Netflix and, like, all these other ones that you kind of have? Like, you'll keep HBO, obviously, but, like, would it just be, like, Disney Plus and Netflix and HBO and that's it?
No, honestly, no. I'll probably keep them. You know, I'll put my cards on the table. I don't pay for my Netflix.
Yeah, neither do I.
I use somebody else's.
Neither do I.
I don't pay for my Hulu. I use yours. Good sir. Thank you for that. So I'm paying for the Disney Plus. I'm all in. I'm signed up for 3 years. So I'm going to repay some of the people back who I'm using some of their services by giving them my login. It's only the fair thing to do. You go to the bar, somebody buys the first round, you buy the second round, right?
Absolutely.
It's the man code. I've decided, hey, it's catered to me. I'm going to pay for Disney Plus. I'll give it to my friends. So why would I'm not going to lose the other ones because I'll fucking pay for them. So I'm going to keep those. But Disney Plus is going to be my concentration. And when next week we'll talk about it some more, it's going to be great. So
now one more thing real quick before we sign off. We know for a fact, well, we don't know for a fact, but we can make a educated guess that Disney Plus right now costs like what, $6 a month?
Six and change. We'll say seven. $7
a month just for Disney Plus. We know through educated guess that at some point that's going to get more expensive and more expensive, more expensive as time goes on. We know that because we're like, it's Disney.
It's happened to Netflix.
It's capitalism. It's going to do that. Netflix is all the way up to about $17 a month
right now.
That's
what it is now, right?
That's something ridiculous. If Disney went all the way up to $20 a month, you got to spend $20 a month for this Disney Plus service. Would you still keep it?
Probably, but
that's $240.
I'll cross that bridge when I get there. I'm locked into 3 years.
That's $240 a year.
Adam, I'm locked into this for 3 years at this price. So in 4 years from now, ask me that question. But for right now, I don't need to worry about that shit.
Fair enough.
But in 4 years, they could go up to 20, and by then, I'll see how much I like it. We'll see how good it is. I get a 3-year trial. So then we'll see.
Fair enough.
Good show. I wish we had more time. I wish we had more time.
You know what? That's what future shows are for. Future shows are just more time.
I guess. You know, our schedule's been all over the place. We've been a little shoddy.
Yeah. I'm busy as hell right now.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Everybody is.
I've been missing trivia nights. I've been missing all kinds of other nonsense.
Yeah,
so.
It's unfortunate. You know, when we first started this show, we were religious every week. Never missed a week. And then somebody opened Pandora's box by finally missing a week. And when that happened, it just snowballed.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's like going to the gym. It's okay. And when you go to the gym, you're excited. You're into it. You're like, I'm going 3 or 4 days a week. And you hit that 3 or 4 days a week goal. And then you miss one day because you're like, oh, I'm a little tired. I'm not going to go today. And that's a slippery slope. It's always a slippery slope.
Slippery slope.
So if you want to get a hold of 4-Year Distraction, you want to tell us about how excited you are for Disney Plus, or if you hate Disney and you want to give some hate mail so that we can, you know, counter it or whatever nonsense on the show.
What kid movies have you seen that you think are good?
Yeah, that too. You know,
is a hot dog a sandwich? Sorry.
Or is hot dog just plain fun? Okay. Email us, 4distraction@gmail.com. We're on Facebook and Twitter. Search 4distraction at podcast, FYD. We're on SoundCloud and iTunes. Search 4distraction. Like us, rate us, comment on us, share us with your friends. The only way we grow is if you guys help us grow. We're also a member of the Be Real Podcasting Network. Head over to Podbean and search for the Movie Guys Podcast. That is our official, unofficial hub for the Be Real Network right now.
Big things coming.
Yeah, big things
coming. Big things coming.
Yeah, big.
Stay tuned.
Big things popping.
Stay tuned.
We would also like to thank Yingling as the beer of the show.
Yingling chocolate.
Yingling chocolate. If you have If you have not tried it, give it a try. It kept us randy this whole night.
It did. Toy Story 4 next week.
Toy Story 4. We're going to talk about that.
Talk some more about Disney Plus. We've got some big news coming up in the future here. Exciting news. Stay tuned, friends.
Don't miss it.
Is soup a cereal or is cereal a soup?
Cereal must be a soup because soup came before. Okay, here's the question. Is stew a soup?
Who you calling stew?